This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, since we rocked the sacred fire of liberty in hour one, should we continue? Should we do something else? Should we switch gears here? What do you want to do? How about, you know, talking about our kids? You got your grandkids, Super Don. And, you know, when we talk about the sacred fire of liberty like we did last hour with Emord, I think about it, you know, almost maybe more for them. What world are we leaving for them? Are we leaving them in a state of tyranny or freedom? Obviously some combination there in at this point. And, you know, I've talked to you about my daughter in school at, I guess it's considered the middle school years, switching over from a teacher that my son had, who was a Cuban immigrant that loved liberty, appreciated America, and defended her, right, and understood the concepts of the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the First, and all of that, to now someone who wants to take away your guns. And my daughter's not happy about it. And the class is occasionally now going out wanting to, like, throw up signs, pick it, and say, take away the guns, you know, that kind of thing. And can you, I don't know, I've never been a teenage girl, Super Don, have you?
No, I have
not in my memory anyway.
No, yeah. I haven't attempted that one.
See, nowadays you could declare yourself a teenage girl and everybody would have to just honor it and give you a free cup of coffee or something. But the sensitivities, I get peer pressure, right? I had that when I was a kid, but you know, I had in me the, you know what? I don't give a flip what you think about me. I'm sure I did a little. But I heard from my wife and a little bit from my daughter today, and they were talking about taxation. And the teacher and most of the class hates the tax plan, the Trump tax plan. I'm like, really? You know, and so I was telling my daughter, I don't know, it was last week sometimes, like, you know, if you're uncomfortable with what they're saying, make them defend themselves. And I don't mean defend yourself. Just say, hey, ask them questions. Say, you know, why don't you like the tax plan? Tell me what you don't like about it. And she had the audacity to do that today. Oops. big no. Trouble. Apparently, the teacher says, oh, we don't have time for that. Let's move on. So the other half of the equation, when you ask those questions, you might corner a liberal into acknowledging that they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know why they believe what they believe. And then they'll try to throw it back on you. And apparently, the class made my daughter feel, I don't know if they intentionally did it, but she didn't feel real good because she was the only one that asked and she felt the whole class was annoyed at her for doing it. But I say, good on you, my daughter. I'm proud of you. That is how you do it. That is how you take it to them. You don't have to accuse them of anything. You just ask them questions and let them hang themselves with their lack of knowledge, their lack of intelligence, or lack of, let's say, critical thinking skills. Super Don, I don't know. I'm really proud of my daughter today after having heard that she had done that.
You should be. You should be. I mean, especially with, you know, as you were saying, everything that's going on right now. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they've got another, National Walkout Day coming up?
Mm-hmm. That might be what they were talking about.
I saw something about how Robert De Niro, I guess, has gotten behind that, and he put together some type of universal permission slip from Robert De Niro for all of this, the youth
students
of America.
Like walk out.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah.
De Niro, you know what? Stick with the vaccine issue. You're good on that. And not a whole heck of a lot else at this point.
And the acting. You're good at that.
He's good at the acting, too. I agree.
Yeah.
He's probably a funny guy. But, man, he's like the guy, the Trump derangement syndrome as well. Listen, we go beyond any president into the sacred fire of liberty like we did last hour. And it's a principled discussion, ultimately. There's a lot that I have to learn. And, I'm not hanging up my hat and saying it's all over. Hey, gorgeous girl, I got a hug from my daughter. See, all my kids, they don't care about my show. They just kind of come on in, break into my studio, and say, here we go. Yes, you are awesome, Ari. Way to go. Way to go, Ari. So if we go into, our health and healing, I guess it's our mission here, right? And that's why I say health and healing is not limited to the physical body. It's also the body politic. But I think... You know, when I used to appear on Jerry Doyle every once in a while with all the things that he would tell, Robert is right again, Robert is right again, Robert, what are you going to do now? You're right again. It's getting boring, right? All these years later, it's only become more obvious how right I am. I'm kidding about that. I'm not. I am. I'm not saying it's because of me. It's because I read, I talk to people, I learn, and I apply these principles, and lo and behold, they work. And I can read peer-reviewed literature, too. My gosh, how is that possible? You're a crazy homeopath. Well, the issue of cancer comes up from time to time. Our good buddy Ty Bollinger has certainly been the brunt of many attacks from the mainstream medical mafia, right? And the skeptics. So I think it's only fitting. I'll throw Ty Bollinger in on this one. And the theme song that our friend Daniel at GCN doesn't like has to be let loose on this one. Let loose the hounds of you know what.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
How about that, folks? All of those years they said they were looking for a cure for cancer, it's been a lie. Remember what I've said about the American Cancer Society? They're in Atlanta, across from the CDC and Emory University. If in their charter, apparently, if they ever admit, acknowledge a cure for cancer, they would have to disband immediately. There goes $1 billion and more a year. They're not going to do it. So inevitably, the truth would come out. Now, it's been coming out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many a year. But that they would admit it with their own voices, it's kind of like the people in the flu shot realm going, our flu shot really sucks, but get it anyway. And next year, oh, wait till you hear about next year. Right now, the headline reads, and this is on Fox News. Again, a lot of big pharma advertising on Fox News. Don't kid yourself. Here's the headline. Curing cancer, not a realistic goal. Doctors focus on managing instead of curing disease.
Wow.
Hello, I can retire now. It's all done.
Yeah.
They've admitted it. What left have I have to say? What do I have to say? There's nothing left. Well, I think I can find something.
That is the craziest headline I've seen in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just not one of those things that you expect to see in the mainstream media because everything is about the cure for cancer. You know, the war on cancer, the race for the cure. Pink washing everything, pink buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, this is we've been covering this for years, and it's that elusive cure, you know, that they say that they're working really hard on, but we need more money, right?
There shall be no cures, and we have acknowledged that we are not in the business of curing cancer. This is hot on the heels of the Goldman Sachs of prognosticators saying, hey, don't be trying to cure diseases. This is not a good business model. If you cure disease, where's the money going to be coming from? It's all over. It's done. Of course, as you'll hear tomorrow on the show, I'll talk with John Rappaport about this. The fact that they claim they can isolate one gene, change it, and the disease goes away, that's a pharmaceutical fantasy as well. So, Goldman Sachs guy, don't worry. It's not going to happen. They've just admitted to you the cure for cancer, they don't have it. It's not even a realistic goal, right? Big pharma. Now, of course, we know 1,000 cures for cancer. 1,000 ways to prevent it. None of them involve the CDC. None of them involve the American Cancer Society or any of these phony cancer charities that take money to not fund the cure, right? So the question is, Super Don, this October when they get, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, pink ribbons still come back out, pink chicken, whatever. What are they going to race for? The race for the what? It's not the cure. They've admitted it. What are they racing for?
Racing for the Band-Aid, or racing for the management, you know?
Racing for management. That's great. Yeah, yeah, it's middle management. Yeah. Race for that. Hey, how about racing? Whoever wins gets the most drugs to manage the diseases, the symptoms, right? That are caused by what? The management of cancer. That's it. They're going to focus on managing it. That's all they've ever done. Now, here's the parallel to the phony HIV equals AIDS scenario. In the 1990s, all those gay men were killed not by AIDS, not by HIV, but by iatrogenic causes. Primarily, what was the big AIDS drug back then? You remember it, Superdome? What was it that killed everybody? AZT. Yeah. Right. And so what they figured out, they didn't want to admit it, even though it's acknowledged in the peer-reviewed literature, that people died not of AIDS, but of AZT. They reduced the dosage. They took it down. It's like, this stuff is so potent, it's toxic, it's killing people. And it was killing cancer patients in the 1960s. It was banned. It was too vicious and toxic for them. So they repackage it, lower the dose, and lo and behold, the people with quote-unquote AIDS were living longer. See? We're succeeding. We've cured it. No, they're managing it better. Same thing they're going to do with cancer now that they acknowledge, you know what? Our high chemo concentration stuff, it's not a cure for cancer. What if we lower that dosage and find, oh, those patients that used to die in a month or two, they're now living in a year or two. We can, oh, man, we can bill them for loads of medicines. And that's where they're going with this. All that cancer treatment, it's just going to get bigger and badder. No, it'll be a little bit more spread out, a little bit less toxic, and they'll add a number of drugs to handle the side effects of a prolonged use of chemo at a lower dose. They've acknowledged, folks, that they have no earthly idea how to cure cancer, so you're going to trust them with the management of the cancer that they can't cure? That's where you're going? Which leads to the next story very quickly here. Polypharmacy, more likely for cancer survivors. I will headline it properly. Polypharmacy is inevitable for cancer treatment survivors of the oncological variety. They didn't kill you. Hooray! But guess what? They caused you such pain and suffering and degradation of function and inflammation and pain and you. Hey, guess what? We got this drug. We got this drug. We got that drug. We got that drug. Oh, that matches that symptom. Hey, man, you got opioids. We got the constipation. We got the drug for that, too. So they're acknowledging not only they don't have the cure for cancer, and they're going to focus on managing it. In the meantime, billing you until you're basically bankrupt. They're going to make sure they got a pill for every symptom on your way out, extending your life. Not quality, unless you think being on 15 or 20 drugs is a quality of life. That is a suppression of symptoms and ultimately a suppression of every bodily function you have until your body ceases to function at all. And if those of you don't believe in a spiritual side, then you would say that's the eternal celestial dirt now. I say you leave your body and go elsewhere. Okay, folks. Flu shot predictions next year coming up.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Gottbell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Gottbell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Gottbell Show listeners.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just in case you thought Superdon and I were making that up about the cancer industry admitting that curing cancer is not even the realistic goal that they have anymore, that it ever was, managing it instead of curing it. This was presented by a doctor, PhD Lisa Cousins, chair of the Department of Cell Developmental and Cancer Biology, as she was reporting it to Fox News through the American Association for Cancer Research, its annual conference. That's big time. That's not like, hey, we're off in the basement of university, division, whatever. But no, this is like big news. And folks, if you give money to the American Cancer Society, the Komen race for the money, or any of these things, I'm calling you out at this point. You know, for years I've said when people come to me, you want to donate money? No, absolutely. I would rather, you know, feed a cancer patient organic food with my money than to do what they're doing, right? Again, this is not to impugn that everybody involved in raising money for, they're not evil people. They don't know. Most of them have no earthly idea, a fraction of what we talk about here, despite the fact that this PhD researcher high up in the cancer industry says, you know what? Cure. Nah, can't do that. That's not realistic.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Maybe it's just me, but I'm having trouble, like, forming sentences trying to respond to this, because this is so counterintuitive to everything that we have known about the medical establishment.
You guys in the medical mafia, you don't have to worry about me and Super D, because you're doing it to yourself. I mean, we were reporting on it a little early, I'll admit, but man, oh man, oh man. All right, sounds like breaking news, boys and girls. We got to get a head start on next year's flu shot season. Flu shot season. How good is it going to be, right? Because there's another shocking thing. Last flu season, how many news articles came out and acknowledged the flu shot doesn't work? And yet their protestations kept saying and convincing you, trying to convince you, but it's still the best thing going. The only way we got it, and even if it doesn't work for the flu, if you get the flu, your flu won't be as bad, based on no peer-reviewed literature whatsoever. We just made it up. And we're the medical mafia media, and we just report what we're told to write and read. By the way, predicting next year's flu shot? This is out of Rice University. Here we go again. Rice University. Dim the lights. Here we go. The Rice University study predicts that the fall's flu vaccine, coming up, 2018 fall already, they're considering a new H3N2 formula, and it's likely going to have the same reduced efficacy against the dominating circulating strain of influenza A as the vaccine given in 2016 and 2017. So much for the third time being the charm. You've had 3 years and one job. And they're predicting, at best, 20% efficacy.
Oh.
20%, okay. Right? Tell that to your board members. Tell that to your stockholders, your shareholders. Tell that to the CDC. You're going to have to scramble on your PR next year. Well, you know what they'll report? It's up by 75% because last year was only 5% efficacious. I mean, they'll five times, 20, yeah, no, actually, it's four times better this year, 20%. And, of course, we'll call BS on that because most of the time the people that claim to have flu don't have any circulating flu viruses at all. It's just a series of symptoms that mimic what they call flu. And the flu shot campaign, once again, will be a scam. Will you fall for it? Likely no, because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But your friends, your family members, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your coworkers, will they fall for it? That might depend a little bit on you and how willing you are to share the Robert Scott Bell Show with them. Or get them Unlock the Power to Heal by me and TMB. That would be cool, too. So what do you think? More attacks on the flu shot. Super Don, will it be a sneak attack and they'll finally have the universal shot that they claim is 10 years away? It'll appear in this series.
I keep seeing stories about testing that's going on and it's moving forward. So, yes, it's inevitable at some point. It's going to be here, and I think it's close enough that they're still continuing to put stories like this out there. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because when you go through the article, like I said, you never saw articles like this before. I mean, Jesus, they haven't even come up with the vaccine yet. It's not even flu season, and they're already telling people, hey, the vaccine's going to suck. I mean,
why don't they call the anti-vaxxers this Rice University guy?
Oh, demonize them for causing people to think that they shouldn't get the flu shot. What evil people,
right?
People that have people's lives and deaths and blood on their hands as a result of saying this.
Yeah. Right. It's not us. It's the guys from Rice University. The John W. Cox Professor in Biochemical and Genetic Engineering and Professor of Physics and Astronomy. It's them. Right. They're the anti-vaxxers. We're just reporting on it. We're good guys. All right. Statins next.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
But wait, there's more. There's more. This is the hour where modern medicine and all of its pharmaceutical trappings collapses right before your very eyes or your very ears, depending on if you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on the radio. We've just pointed out the dismantling, the self-dismantling, the self-mutilation, the self-anti-whatever it is that they're doing of the cancer industry, then the flu shot industry, which is part of the vax industry. Now, let's extend it to another form of allopathic medicine. We call it allopathic, I don't know, what would you call it? Let's see, allopathic, one of these things.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Get your
leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatments. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
And often now you don't die right away because they're now lowering the toxicity by lowering the dose. So you live longer on the dependence of drugs and long enough for you to forget why you went there in the first place. Speaking of that, how about neurological degeneration diseases? Yes, they're back in the news again. This is the year. Neurological degeneration diseases. The other day we talked about gut health as it relates to what? Alzheimer's? Was it a gut health Alzheimer's link? Was it yesterday, Super Don? That's my memory.
I want to say that was Parkinson's.
Oh, the Parkinson's. Yeah, it could have been Parkinson's. You're right.
Yeah.
But you have different variations of neurological degeneration diseases, and they say brain, 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 genetic, genetic, genetic. Oh, sure, you should smoke less. Oh, sure, you should eat less fat. When the argument really, from my perspective, is you should eat more fat. Good, clean, organic, the right kind of fat. But fat, nonetheless, we need it. And here's the latest iatrogenic decline admission from Modern Medicine. Another study connecting what? I can't do it. I told you so again, Super Don. I just can't do it. Daniel will run out of the room screaming. Statin drugs, cholesterol-lowering medications linked with a rising incidence of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. This discussed by Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. He was following up on earlier studies with similar concerns, but this one confirmed Dr. Kendrick's suspicions. ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, known as a motor neuron disease, or Lou Gehrig's. Progressive neurological disease that destroys neurons. Now, what are neurons made of? What are your brain cells made of? Primarily fat. Among the fat, cholesterol. What do statins do? Purposefully lower cholesterol, which I said, what? The gateway drug to neurological degradation diseases are statins, are cholesterol-lowering medications. I've been saying this for as long as I've been in radio and longer, and now they're finally catching up. 25, 30 years later, how long has it been? What do you do then? What is your next move, Super Don, when you realize that they are causing neurological degeneration diseases by trying to manage, once again, manage? We can't cure heart disease, but we can manage it. How do we manage it? Well, we lower cholesterol. That isn't even the cause of heart disease. And how do we lower cholesterol? By destroying your liver. By reducing coenzyme Q10 available to your heart, which can cause congestive heart failure. And by lowering cholesterol, you lower the ability of the neuron to remain intact because the sheath that surrounds it, the insulating potential that it has, is due to fat. The majority of your brain is fat. And you're going to destroy it with a statin drug. You're going to destroy it by relying on modern medicine. You're going to destroy it by relying on cardiologists, any doctor who says you should be on a statin drug. What am I going to say to that? Maybe they should go on 10 because they've already lost their mind. What does it matter, right? If they feel like they need to reduce cholesterol, how about theirs? Take it down to zero and see how long they do, how long they live. Another aspect to iatrogenicide, death slowly poisoning the liver. By the way, tomorrow we're going to talk with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath from natureofhealing.org, about the liver. Spring cleaning, what are you going to do for your liver? She's got a great new blog post. We'll get to that tomorrow on the show. So, Super Don, am I missing anything? Is there something so obvious that I just overlooked it here? Or is it just another one of those things? It's like, good Lord, they are acknowledging their wrong ways every day, every hour, and we don't have much to do but point it out.
Well, look, the question I think that it comes from this, because that's the way we see these kinds of things every once in a while. The question you have to ask is, all right, so if this study's out there, and they found this link, why is it that they aren't doing anything about it, right?
Yeah, well, they're lowering the levels of cholesterol to say,
I know, but I mean, in this study... you know, they find what appears to be, and like I said, I haven't read the study itself, but, you know, if there's a link to ALS, if you're taking statins, you would think this would be a, you know, the FDA would go, okay, no, we got to put a black box label on it, you know, no, cannot sell us anymore.
We're hearings, right?
Where's the stuff? And I'm going to say that what's going on here is the doctors, you know, this study came out and they're going to say, Wow, yeah, that's interesting. But we need to do more research, and that's where it's going to go.
Well, you want to hear about the increased risk? Let's give some numbers on this. According to this study, the California analysis came up, and they actually named these statin drugs. They're very hard to say all of them, but we're going to try. They say the increased risk for ALS byproduct. Rosuvastatin? Rosuvastatin. 809% increased risk. 809%. I'm not making this up. And that's the lowest of the risk increases. Pravastatin, 1,502% increased risk for ALS. Do you know anybody on a statin drug? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? You got to think about this. Find out which one they're on. Are they on atorvastatin? 1,600% increased risk for ALS. Simvastatin, 2,200% increased risk for ALS. And don't even get me started with lovastatin. 10,600% increased risk for ALS. And where are the congressional hearings? Where's Dick Durbin? My gosh, what about the children? Hey, what about grandma and grandpa? What about those not yet grandma and grandpa if they're on a statin drug? Everybody over 40 got to be on a statin drug. Remember, David Aiken, everybody should be on a statin drug, if you remember that doctor. And what about England? They said maybe we should drip it into the water supply. They want everybody to forget what government and the media and the multi-mafia medical monopoly is doing to them. Statin drugs are a way to do it. Cancer drugs are another way to do it. Manage it with everything you got. Folks, modern medicine, other than acute emergency trauma interventions, you know, I want to say the word, the opposite of live, evil. I want to say it. I do. And I'm not saying everybody in it is, but what the outcome is, if you believe in life and vitality and longevity and health span, not just lifespan, there are not a lot of nice things to say right now about allopathic medicine. If Dr. Batar was on, he'd be probably going, Robert, you're being too nice. So unless you have something more to say about it, Super Don, I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing here as well. I'm open to the possibility.
No. I think we've covered it. It's just like I said, it's like now what, right?
Oh,
well, okay.
Now
so
what?
Now what?
Now what? Here you go. Protect that brain.
Pass the Tucci on the left hand side. Yeah! Pass the Tucci on the left hand side. It's a
is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, in follow up to my ongoing inadvertent series about cannabis and kids, right? We utilize the CBD. I've got the cannabis. Well, this is basically hemp-derived CBD. But, you know, there's the controversy about the entire plant with all the cannabinoids, including tetrahydrocannabinol, Delta 9, as they say. Headline reads at Medical Express, does pot really dull a teen's brain? And I brought up the controversial consideration for you moms and dads out there to consider. If it was an either or, Kobayashi Maru, you'd say, I want neither. Okay, fine. I'm cool with that. But alcohol, cannabis. Alcohol, cannabis. What destroys lives more regularly and readily? And if we look to the scientific literature, the concern, of course, is if you are to acknowledge something that cannabis can do, apparently if you got the so-called potheads, the classic potheads, the Jeff Spicolis of the world, right, from that movie, you'd say they lose motivation. They're not, you know, engaged so much in certain things. Okay, maybe that's true for potheads. But what about the actual damage to cognitive abilities, memory and thinking abilities of teenagers? And again, this is not me going, oh, I wish all teenagers were smoking pot all the time. That's not what I'm saying. Don't even go there. But I want relative risk, real risk. I want to know because I'm engaged in the scientific understanding of the substances of creation, those plants including cannabis. Recent study determined that teens that were smoking this stuff, they stopped for 72 hours, 3 days equivalent, according to lead researcher Jay Cobb-Scott. After 72 hours of abstinence, the memory and thinking deficits of heavy users diminishes to the point of insignificance when compared against the intellectual capacity of non-users. Now, they leave it out there, you know, because he's a neuropsychologist with the University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine in Philadelphia. Again, high-end schools there. They'll still say, well, we don't know long-term, right? But it's rather interesting if you've got a heavy user of cannabis in the teen years, you stop for 72 hours and all functions come back. What does that tell you about real damage, lasting damage, permanent damage to the brain and nervous system? Not likely. Granted, again, I'm all for it. You want to study it over years to find out if that's true as well? I'm open to that. But it's a fascinating thing. Whereas the alcohol, the dehydration, the damage to the brain, maybe it's temporary when you're drunk and hungover. But how much long-lasting damage do you see in the brain of alcoholics that doesn't recover? How much lasting damage to the liver that is not happening with cannabis? It's not even a close contest. Not even a close contest. Now, it's 4:20 tomorrow, so we are encouraging all of our listeners to get a designated driver or get an Uber or a Lyft. Don't drive high, okay? And this 4:20, there are discounted Lyft and Uber rides available. All the cops will be out in those states where 4:20 is happening. They'll be out looking for you. So please call an Uber or Lyft or get a friend who's not. This is not me indulging and saying, engaging and saying, just do whatever because pot is so awesome you should drive while you're high. That's not what I'm saying. Super Don, am I saying that?
No.
I'm not saying
that. And look, I mean, whatever, you're under the influence, whether it's, you know, I mean, it's
don't
still something's going to affect your driving ability. So,
right.
Yeah, check it out. See if Lyft and Uber, they are offering $4.20 discounts for people that use them on 420.
Especially out in Denver. The code's in there in the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. How about some funny road signs? I think we need to laugh a little now that we've pretended to do the cannabis. Let's do it after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America is in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which is another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I just saw that picture from 4 years ago of you, Super D, and Brandon the Truth Vera. Oh, man, that was awesome. Great memories.
Dude, this dude is huge.
Yeah, big guy.
His head is just like a giant watermelon, right?
Oh, and I even look tinier, you know, next to him. So that was fun. I was mentioning off the air, he was so kind when we were in Atlanta for an event, and he went out to R. Thomas, and he brought me back lunch. I'm like, dude, that's like one of the highlights, right? Brandon the Truth Vera feeds me. That's awesome. Better than getting beaten, you know? He didn't pound me into submission. No, he gave me lunch. That was really nice of him.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, he's truly a nice guy. Now, we've got upcoming events here. And you can go into the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. This weekend, a live expo, Saturday, Sunday, and you can get free tickets. You enter the promotional code RSB18, and you can get two for each day per email address. They have a limited number, so get on it if you want to get in for free. Otherwise, if you buy a VIP ticket, you're going to get lots of free goodies that come along with it that kind of counteract the price of admission for the VIPs, including bottles of Sovereign Silver and gel. That's awesome. Then we've got Allergies and Immunity at the Health Basket in Mount Dora, April 28th. We got RSB and Dr. Daryl Joffrey Immunity Lecture coming up May 5th, and that's in Manhattan. We've got an announcement on where that's going to be and how to get tickets because there will be a limited number available. All right. Total Health 2018, Doc and Detox. Dr. Tony Jimenez, Dell Bigtree. May 11, 12, 13, Toronto, Canada. Best Answer for Cancer, Annie Brandt, May 17, 18, 19. Treating Cancer with Cannabis, Detroit, Heidi Parikh. Detroit, Michigan, June 3rd. U.S. Health Freedom Congress. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as well on the show with the President, El Presidente, Roseanne Lindsay. And Food is Medicine in Curacao. That's August 5th through the 11th. I hope you plan on being there. It's going to be awesome. And there'll be more popping up, and that's the world tour happening so far with the Robert Scott Bell Show year 2018. Now, if we're traveling around the country by car, look out for the signs that pop up. They might surprise you. This article happened is out of Washington State. Officials now officially, they have to apologize for an electronic highway sign that as you passed under it, it said, "You suck." What? Usually they're supposed to be helpful. Construction ahead.
I love what they blame this on. You see this? I'm sorry.
What they blame
it was a training error.
A training error. What
now,
they
how
hired?
Is that
they
a
hired
training?
My son. They hired my son, an 18-year-old, to do the job. And what appears? You suck. And then, of course, it's like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Look at that. You suck. Yeah. Right? But it gets better. It gets better. There's another article here, and I'm sorry it's not linked, but Super Don, you can link it in the social media, maybe in the chat room. 23 street signs, hacked road signs. And they're funny. How about this one? You pass by this sign, it's like one of those construction signs that you can program.
Mm-hmm.
It says, look out, rogue panda on rampage. Call The Rock. Call Dwayne Johnson.
This is great. I don't think it's going to hurt anybody when people do this.
I mean, their feelings always might get hurt when you pass the one that says you suck. No, I don't.
I've always admired people that have the ability to do this kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, here's one here: free kittens in left lane.
Free kittens in left lane. Yeah, everybody stop for that. OMG, the British are coming. That's appropriate.
That's another one. That's another one. That's
what do you do when you see that one?
Yeah.
Whoa. Those
or how about
that
this
play
one?
Video games. You see that
yeah.
one?
Oh, the Super Mario one?
Yeah, if you're into that.
Sorry, Mario. The princess is in another castle.
I mean, what are you going to do with a sign like that?
Here's one. I don't understand this one. It says, the cake is a lie. I don't know what that means.
But
the one underneath
joke?
It. The one underneath it, they turn it into a warning sign. Cops everywhere.
Cops everywhere.
Look
that's actually a helpful one. Wait, no, this one's even more helpful. Nazi zombies, run!
Yes.
You got to see
and
this.
And then here's one I probably would do just because, whatever. Tell me, does this sound like me? If what? I hacked a road sign and I made it say, poopy fingers?
Oh, that's gross. Poopy fingers.
Poopy fingers.
It does.
Yes.
Because we are in adolescence. You know, we are overgrown adolescents. Yes. How about this? This sign has been hacked.
Yeah, there you go.
That's at least truth in advertising. This sign has been hacked. And finally, let's see. Eat my shorts, flying monkeys ahead, Klaatu, Barada, Nicktu, and you'll never get to work on time. Oh, this is a funny one.
Honk if you're wearing a thong. There you go. That's my favorite.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No. Anyway.
Operator. Oh, my. Well, that was a funny way to end the show.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
That's it. We're done.
All right, folks. We'll be back tomorrow heading to Atlanta to give the power to heal. It's yours. Bye.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.